Well, you see, the Northern Elders met with the president and recommended to him that in view of the nature and manner the crisis had graduated, and looking at how the management of the situation kept degenerating daily, in the interest of national peace and reconciliation, it would be better the federal government offered an amnesty to the arms-carrying group so that anybody who accepts the amnesty comes out and accepts it and comes to the negotiation table. And the president actually promised to look into it. And shortly after that, he held a meeting with the service chiefs and came up with a committee which is supposed to submit a recommendation within two weeks, consequent upon which the Amnesty Commission is supposed to take off. So I think basically it is a solution being brought in to assist a perennial problem that escalates on a daily basis. That is, simply put, is we are trying to solve the problem in our own way. And I make quick to add that amnesty as a concept is not strange to the Nigerian society. After the Civil War, it was the grant of amnesty and the reintegration of even those who took arms and fought on the side of Biafra, and even paying them their remuneration for the period they were fighting on the descending side. And Yar'Adua later reintroduced it to address the issue of militancy. So having amnesty this time is not strange to us. That's how I look at it.
Some people say that why should the government give amnesty to faceless individuals who are destroying Nigeria's stability and peace and endanger the lives of Nigerians as well as undermining investor confidence in the country?
These are not faceless people, because some people have been arrested by the security services. They have been paraded as leaders of these groups, and they are still in custody. And if we have made such arrests of a substantial number of some of them, they are in custody. The group cannot be said to be faceless. Secondly, even if they are faceless, that is the more reason why amnesty is more desirable, because we should try to understand the concept amnesty. Amnesty is the waving away of a criminal responsibility which a person has imposed on him as a result of his action. Now, in Nigeria, amnesty could be granted unconditionally or conditionally based on our practice. Not too long, Mr. President granted amnesty to Alame Seye, Yar'Adua, and others. Some of them were convicted of felony, and he granted them amnesty, which cleared them, go and sin no more. But the one we are talking of is an offer of amnesty. These groups of arm-carrying groups have been fighting. They have not come in the open. It is only amnesty, the taking away of the criminal responsibility, that will make them come out. If you do not offer them amnesty, if they come out, they are subject to arrest, and they could be killed in the process of trying to arrest and resistance. So even if they are faceless, it is the amnesty that will convert them, because it is the amnesty that will make it easier for them to come out and say, here we are. You said you don't know us, here we are. But minus amnesty, is going to be relatively very difficult for anybody to come out and say, I am carrying a gun, and you will come with a gun and say, I am this and this. So I think there is a need for the understanding of the practice of the concept amnesty within the Nigerian corpus juris.
There's another thought that because of the use of amnesty in Nigeria, any group at all dissatisfied with a government will take up arms to terrorize people. What do you say to that?
You see, there is an adage that what the tongue can do, the sword should not undo it. The Nigerian security challenges, the did not start today. And the number of lives that have been lost is already heading towards 10,000. Now, troops have been deployed to most of the areas. And at the end of the day, reports filtering from those areas have already created a situation where the citizens in the affected areas prefer to fraternize with the insurgents than even cooperating with our troops. And their argument has been that the troops, in carrying out their operation, had abused substantially rights of innocent citizens. There are serious complaints relating to the arrest and detention of innocent citizens. Now, the situation is threatening the basic foundation of a nation. And we cannot continue looking at the effort we have put and considering the progress made so far. On a daily basis, we are degenerating. And so we must come up with an alternative strategy that will solve the problem. Yes, people have argued that it is going to encourage people to carry arms and continue to fight the Nigerian nation. In other words, the amnesty is encouraging terrorism in Nigeria. I disagree substantially. What is the basis of people carrying arms against the Nigerian state? We must go back and look at it. And that is one of the reasons why this committee that is going to handle the issue of amnesty should also be able to give them time to look at some of the remote causes and the fundamental issues that have generated these types of problems. The Niger Delta agitation was based on injustice. Today, even the Boko Haram insurgency, some scholars have argued that it has a relationship with injustice. It means at the end of the day, we will look basically at the manner with which the nation is governed and try as much as possible to eliminate those factors that encourage carrying arms. It's not the issue of carrying arms that is the problem, but the factors that encourage and generate them are the ones that we will try to minimize them in the management of public affairs so that citizens do not become discontented and rely on last resort of carrying arms to fight the state. So this is how I think justice can be done with the issue. But I believe that it's a laudable step taken by the government.
What should Nigerians expect from this committee?
The expectation of this great country of ours should be that at the end of the day, Nigerians can sleep with their eyes closed. At the end of the day, there will be a conducive environment that will entice foreign investors. At the end of the day, Nigerians could be able to embrace themselves and put this negative history behind and live in love and harmony. That at the end of the day, stability will return to our society and Nigerians will begin to relate as it were in the past. I am hopeful that it is possible, and I am also confident that if it is pursued genuinely and with commitment, it will take us to a greater height. Countries that have had problems in the past resolve it with things like this. The Truth and Reconciliation Committee of South Africa, which was able to reconcile and put the dark history behind South Africa, worked successfully. So I think for us too, things like this could help us to draw curtains to our negative history and open a new chapter with hope and determination that we will be able to build a country where the entire black race will be proud of.